I would say it's certainly improved a lot since I've been here. I would say at the beginning, I really did not get any support from anybody. I mean, I was, sometimes I look back and I think, you know, we're always so, I mean, we have mentoring committees and, you know, me to pay attention. I had nothing. And, you know, I've heard people complain, oh, you know, I wasn't successful because I didn't get any mentoring. Cry me a river. You know, nobody told me how to write a grad or what to do or anything about anything. All I knew is that, you know, you had to go and get your funding and write your papers. And I don't know, looking back, I guess it was just a phenomenal single-mindedness that I don't think the medical school is a very welcoming place for women at all, and I will say it has improved a lot. But I will also say that I think that this campus talks a better talk than they actually, you know, put out for women. I mean, yes, there are things that were never existed when I was starting out. You know, it was too late anyway, in terms of special leave, childcare, whatever. All these things have only come about in the last 10 years. So they were just irrelevant to me. I guess in a way, I really didn't think a whole lot about, and I still don't. I'm not a woman in science. I am a scientist. Period. And I just think, to me, it's patronizing to say, you know, woman in science. Like, oh, you poor thing, you need some special consideration or something. I just felt like I was out there doing my job just like anybody else. Although certainly at the time, I think to succeed as a woman, you probably had to be better than everybody else.